Okay, in this particular segment, Sophie is talking with her friend and landlord, Jim O'Hara, about this drug trial that she's participating in and what some of the effects have been. Jim bought Sophie and Chantal a television and had the cable installed under his own name. The set was small and not expensive, but the research people had suggested that Sophie begin limiting her activity, that she avoid the sun above all and steer clear of situations that might be confusing, such as driving or shopping malls. Sophie, at the time, frequently jotted notes in her journal, regularly read by a chain of readers that went all the way up to a vice president, about distraction, about how she would focus on one thing and then feel it collapse into something smaller and finally into something smaller still. It wasn't painful, not at all, though she felt progressively like some sort of insect awash in marvelous detail while the sky turned black above her. Noises, she wrote, those were the worst. Her mind felt obligated to undertake both a census and analysis of every blip that popped through the quiet apartment, every whoosh of air outside, every squeak of a wheel bearing in a passing vehicle, every syllable of someone walking by and talking to his dog. The noises in the apartment, though, they were the most problematic. All the creaks and flutters in the old house, every squeak, every groan, came to her, she said, in images, and not all of them beneficent. My sensual gear, she said, is like a clock ticking in a tunnel. Even the simple act of peeing feels like an afternoon spent at Great America. Do you suppose it's the medication? Jim asked. I'm not sick, Jim, Sophie said. I don't even take aspirin. I meant the procedures, these tests, all of it, Jim said. Whatever this brew is, they're feeding you. Am I toxic? She said. That's not what I meant, Sophie. Simple side effects, that's what I was thinking. I know I can get a little goofy just taking a strong cold pill. Sophie had weakness, too, she told Jim later that same day. Debility, lethargy, ennui. She told him she'd never worried about her bones before, but she had this very rooted, this very fundamental feeling that her bones were having trouble supporting her weight. I find myself wondering what my toes weigh, she said, or my nipples. What do you suppose is the average weight of an ear? Jim said he found it amusing to wonder what her nipples weighed. Then he quickly apologized for the remark. An apology? Sophie remarked. I had to ask myself if I would have said that had your daughter been present. Are you something of a prude, Jim? Are you really that? You don't actually give that appearance, you know. I'm just your landlord, Jim said, trying to ease his way out of the awkwardness. Doing a few things in the name of customer satisfaction. Oh, God. Seriously, Jim continued, I mean, Sophie, you're involved. You're busy in bringing a benefit to the human race, and quite frankly, I've never known anyone who's done something like that. Too much honor, sir. Way too much. I don't think so. But Jim, she said, I'm only doing it for the money. Same thing with Jonas Salk, Jim said. I'm sorry, Sophie said. I don't know the man.